Okay, this may be a two-parter. It's probably going to be a two-parter because I can't cover everything in one half hour. And that is the Inyan of Malava Malka, which is a siman in Shulchan Aruch, and it connects to this week's parsha because Yaakov goes to a place called Luz, which is also Beis El, as the Torah says. And Luz is related to this city that the Gemara talks about, in which the people there lived extraordinarily long lives, perhaps forever, which connects the Luz bone, which is the bone that we'll talk about in a moment, which is the bone that is given nutrition from the eating of Malava Malka. So since the Luz is mentioned in this week's Parsha, we will talk about Malava Malka as it extends from the Parsha itself. Just a quick comment about Malava Malka in general. The Yalkut Gershuni, which is Rav Gershon Stern, one of the great Gedolim of the previous century. So he writes in Yalkut Gershuni on Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Shin, which is the entire Siman is about Malava Malka. So he wants to know, how come the Shulchan Aruch spends an entire Siman, a whole chapter discussing Malava Malka? Why didn't he just subsume it under the meals of Shabbos or chop it under Shal Shud or something like that? Why is Malava Malka in its whole thing? So he says it's also interesting to note that the Suda of Rosh Chodesh also gets in its own Siman in Shulchan Aruch. So Yaakov Rishoni says, because the Mechaber and the Tour wanted to point out that people are not careful about these Sudos. They're not careful about the Suda on Rosh Chodesh, and they're not careful about Suda of Malava Malka. And therefore they made it its own Siman in Shulchan Aruch, that people should be aware that there's such a thing. It should stand out that Siman Shin, the 300th Siman in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Haim, is about the mitzvah of Malava Malka. There's a story related by Rabbi Yisrael of Rizin, who would explain the pasuk Behine Sulam Mutzav Arza, which is also in this week's parsha. The ladder is on the ground of Roshom Agiyah Shemaima, but the top of the ladder goes all the way up towards the heavens. That this is a reference to Sudas Malava Malka, because Sulam is Rosh Hashanah's Sudas Levayas Malka, the Suda, the meal of escorting the Shabbos queen. The Sulam is on the ground because people don't treat it with proper respect, but in reality, Roshom Agiyah Shemaima. The eating of Shal Shir, something that goes all the way up to Shemaim, all the way up to the heavens, that has tremendous benefit for those who are serious and partake of this important Suda. What is the source from Malava Malka? It is a Gemara in Shabbos, which is not surprising. And that Kuf Yitzasim Rebeiz Amar Rabbi Chanina, La'olam Yisadar Adam Shulchanel B'Mosei Shabbos. A person should set his table on Mosei Shabbos, Afa Pishen Utsarech El L'Kazayis, even if you only eat a Kazayis, Chamin B'Mosei Shabbos Melugma, Paschal Motzei Shabbos Melugma as well, and makes a comment over here that in Motzei Shabbos, drinking, washing with hot water, eating hot bread heals a person. Rav Abahu Havi Avdin Leila Puke Shabbasa. Rav Abahu, he would eat on Motzei Shabbos, he would prepare a calf that was Igla Talasa, like a third, either a third grown or the third born from the mother. He would also eat the kidney of such an animal. So when his son Avimi grew up, so Amar Leh, he suggested maybe we could spare the expenses by saving the kidney for when they prepared Erev Shabbos. So why don't you eat a whole cow and you just use the cow to prepare the kidney of Shabbos? Just take out the kidney on the Erev Shabbos cow and save it from Malava Malka. Why don't you eat a whole extra cow? So they tried that. So Amar Leh, Lama Lefsude Kulehai, what are you wasting a whole cow for? Nishbo kulaisa mimali shabasa, use the one from Erev Shabbos, shavkuhu va'asa arei va'achle. So they did so, and a lion came and ate the calf. The calf they prepared for, that they were going to cheat on, and just use the kidney from Erev Shabbos, the lion came and ate it. So they lost out on everything. Obviously, saying that the min hashamayim from heaven was ordained, that was not the proper thing to do. It's proper to put the proper expenses in, and to make Malava Malka a proper thing. We'll discuss that last time, what goes into a proper Malava Malka. Today we're just going to discuss the Makor and Halacha, the timing, and who's chayav to eat Malava Malka itself. Anyway, Rashi says on this Gemara that this meal, one escorts the king when he leaves. There are three reasons given for the Suda of Malava Malka. The first is brought by the Torim Siman Shin, La'oli Nisadar Adam Shulchan Mosei Shabbos, Kedei Lalavas Es HaShabbos, Afilo Eidat Sarach El L'Kazayis, as the Gemara says. It is to escort the Shabbos queen as it leaves, and therefore the Suda is called Malava Malka, escorting the Shabbos queen. This is cited by the Shabbai Aleket and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shabura, and most poskim follow this reason from Malava Malka. The second reason is brought by the Shabbai Aleket and Siman Kuf Lamed, Eiver Echad Yeshbo Ba'adam, the Niskoi Shmo. A person has a pen, something on the body that's called the Niskoi. The Yesh Omrim, some people think the bone is called the Luz. It only gets nutrition from what you eat on Motzei Shabbos by the Malach Malka. And this idea that there's some sort of physical benefit to this part of the body by eating the Suda Malach Malka, which is obviously an area in spirituality, not something that is medically making a point over here, this is cited by the Levush and the Prisha and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishabura, the Ben Ishchai and others in Parshas Vayetze, where the Ben Ishchai also discusses Malach Malka. So they all say this as this secondary reason for eating Malach Malka. Let's discuss this bone for a second, because it gets a lot of airtime, and people want to discuss what is this bone, and what are the ramifications. So the Mata Moshe in Siman Tavkof Yud Gimel, cited by the Elia Rabba, says that the luz is the bone that doesn't disintegrate after death, even if it would be put in fire, even if it would be put in a millstone, it would not be ground up, and this is the piece of the body that regenerates at Tchias HaMesim. This is the Shoresh and the Ikar of the person, and this whole idea is cited by the Elia Rabba, as we said, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, Ketos HaShulchan as well. In addition, the Elia Rabba goes on to say that this bone didn't get hana from the Eitz Hadas that was eaten by Adam HaRishon, and therefore it has some sort of spiritual aspect to it as well, and doesn't disintegrate and degenerate, and this is cited as well by the Mishabu and the Shaar Tzion. The Das Torah, the Marsham, brings the Midrashim, Kohelis Rabin, one place in Perek Beis and others, that indicate that this bone is the bottom of the spine, some sort of bone at the bottom of the spine that obviously we cannot detect in a natural way, something that's supernatural, and this is the bone that is being fed. Other Mefarshim bring this at length. There's a Rav from Montreal, Rav Avram Meisels. He has a sefer called Kovetz Or Yisrael. He writes in the Torah Journal Or Yisrael, published in Muncie, in volume 26. He has many, many pages about the bone and all the midrashim that discuss this bone and the ramifications of the luz bone. So, as we said, it's in the Parsha, and therefore the second reason eating Malach Malka is has something to do with Tchias HaMesim and helping out a person at that time. The third reason is brought by the Shla HaKadosh as well, in Shabbos and the Perek Ner Mitzvah, in Os Nun Ches, O Tam Acher, Vahu K'moshim Avarchen Al B'samim, Shehem LaHashiv HaNefesh, why do you make a bracha on B'samim? Why do you have B'samim Moshe Shabbos? That the Neshama, as it's leaving, it's losing its Neshama Yaseira, so we smell B'samim in order to give the Neshama strength going into the week. Kain Sidor HaShulchan, so too we set the table, Sharei Letzeis Midavar LaHafucho Huzar. It's very hard to be in the Kedush of Shabbos and then turn around like that and have to go into the week. And therefore we have Malach Malka, which is like a mini extension of Shabbos. It's Chol, it's not Shabbos specifically. The point is that it's not Shabbos anymore, but we continue the Suda, so to speak, that we should have a soft landing going into the week from Shabbos. Ve'etzem has, Shabbos, Yotzim, and Menucha, Olam Malacha, we leave the Menucha of Shabbos going into the work week as well. So there are nafkaminas for these reasons. We will discuss these nafkaminas as they come along. Is this a chova or a mitzvah? And that's really important. Is it something I have to do, or is it something that is nice to do? So we have here as well a machlokas amongst the Rishonim. The Ritva in Shabbos on that Gemara says, La'olam yastir adam shulchano b'motzei Shabbos. A person should set his tail b'motzei Shabbos. Perish kolhecha de'efshar. If you are able to. Aval ein zechova, says the Ritva. It is not something you must do. To hamirin le'el, as we said, hamirin le'i my debayis l'mecha lafuke Shabbos o'chei hashta. Right? That's a different, he had a discussion, right, about setting the Suda for Shabbos, not for right now. But clearly the Ritva says that it is a chova, it is not a chova. You don't have to have Malach Malka, it's a nice thing to do. And this is the opinion of the Machzor Vitri and the Radvaz in Hilchos Matanas Anin, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishabura, and the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos Rav Neuber all say Malach Malka is a good thing to do. You certainly get a mitzvah for it, but it's not something that you have to do. Now, because of this, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Ketos HaShulchan both write that you don't have to eat Shal Shudas earlier so that you won't be hungry for Malach Malka. Right? A person may say, ah, if I eat Shal Shudas now, how am I going to have Malach Malka later? Maybe I should be forced to eat Shal Shudas earlier in the day to make sure I'll have room for Malach Malka. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, no, Malach Malka is not a chiyuv. Shal Shudas is a chiyuv. You're not going to push Shal Shudas earlier because I need to make room for Malach Malka later on. In addition, the Bir Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes in Reish Sadi Aleph, that if you only have one shalem bread, you only have one loaf of bread, then it should be used for Shal Shudas and not Malach Malka. It takes precedence over a Malach Malka. And the Shaar Tzion says the better food should also be used by Shal Shudas and not for Malach Malka. I only have, nice aged pastrami. Should I have it in Malach Malka? Should I have Shal Shudas? Use it for Shal Shudas because that is the greater of the suttas. However, Rabbi Yerucham writes, and as does the Chayadam in Klal Ches and Sif Lamedva, in Sif Lamedva, he says, "Lamai Shiach Shalachol Pas Al Kol Panim Yochla Minei Mizonos V'Zechov Gamur." Says the Chayadam, it is a must to have Malach Malka, something that a person must do. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes the same, as is the Pesach Adrir and the Rav Paulim, the Ben Ishchai and Chelak Gimel Lamed Hey, the Ravad Yosef and the Abi Omer and Chelak Yud and the Yechav Adas, and again the Halichos Olam and the Parish of the Ben Ishchai. Ravad Yosef holds very strongly that Malav Malka is a Chiyuv, not just a nice thing, but something you must do. There is actually a machlokus whether it is a Chiyuv Mida Oraisa or a Chiyuv Darabanam. The Pesach Adrir says that it's a Chiyuv Gamor Shal Torah. He thinks it's a chiyuv mida oraisa in order to have shal shudas, whereas Rishrumbach writes in Shuvas Anagos in Beis Kuf Samach Vav, it is a chiyuv derabanan. So we have seemingly a very equal machlokas over here. Yeah.
Does the Gemara discuss?
The Gemara makes no mention. People make diukim from the Gemara. They want to infer things. From the Gemara, it just says, right, the language of the Gemara was, la'olam yisadar adam shulchano. A person should always do this. Should they? They have to? It's one of those vague things. So we are left here with machlokas, and something you have to do or something you should do. You have poskim on both sides. Certainly, it doesn't hurt to do it. The next question needs to be raised is women. Do women have to eat malav hamalka? So we have here a comment of the Magen Avraham. I brought for you two editions of the Magen Avraham. The first, as I wrote here, is the Defus Yashan, and the next is the Defus Chadash in the newer, fancy Machon Yerushalayim editions of the Shulchan Aruch, versus the old standard Vilna edition. So the Magen Avraham writes, if you look over here in Simon Shin, in Sifkatz and Aleph, he says, Bigamara mashma denachon, that it's a proper thing to do, levashel basar motzei Shabbos, have meat motzei Shabbos, or davar achar, something else. And then he says, v'ayin Simon reish tzadi Aleph. And look in Simon reish tzadi Aleph. And then he says, v'bizmanein, he goes and talks about something else. What's in Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph? What's the Magen Avraham for? It doesn't say. Just go look over there in Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph. So the Machatzis HaShekel says that the Magen Avraham should be changed. And the Machon Yerushalayim, they followed the Haggah, the comment of the Machatzis HaShekel. Look what they wrote. They said the same thing. The Gemara, Mashma, Denochon, Levashel, Basra, Motei, Shabbos, or Dover Acher, V'ayin Sof, Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph. They add the word Sof. Why? Because the Machatzis HaShekel says that it's the last halacha in Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, which is what? That women are chayavos in Shal Shiras. And therefore the Magen Avraham is telling you, go look at the end of Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, that just like women are chayav in Shal Shiras, so too they're also chayavos in having Malav HaMalka as well. The Machatzis HaShekel gives a second suggestion, which he says maybe he's referring to the halacha in Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, that it suffices with fruit for Shal Shiras. And so too, fruit can be used for Malav Malka. He suggests both, but Machon Yerushalayim, they want to follow this understanding. The Prima Gadim notes that whether women have Malav Malka depends on the reason for Malav Malka. This is one of the nafminas. If it's about Shabbos and the extension of Shabbos and scoring the Malka, then so too, there's no reason that women should be responsible because it's after Shabbos, and Shabbos is over. And therefore, what connection would women have to it, right? Women only have a chiyuv in the mitzvah asay of Shabbos because they're commanded in the negative parts of Shabbos. But Malav HaMalka is not Shabbos, it's something else. And therefore, he says, according to that reason, they don't have to eat Malav HaMalka. However, if it's about the luz bone, the bone that we speak about from this week's Parsha, so then, in such a case, they should. Why? Because women also should want to have the spiritual regeneration of Tchiyas HaMesim. And therefore, they would also want those chiyos as well. Rosh Shlomo Reisner writes in the Ginzei Chaim that it may be referencing the advice of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch said by Shal Shiras there, the Hachacham Inav Barosha. Right? The Shulchan Aruch famously says by laws of Shal Shiras that you should make sure not to eat too much lunch, especially in the winter months, if you're going to be full by Shal Shiras. So maybe the Magen Avraham is saying, no, look at Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph, because also by Malav HaMalka, don't pound all the food at Shal Shiras and say that you're sick from Malav HaMalka later on. You have to have eyes in your head. Ruchaim Pelagi in the Ruach Chaim and Simon Shin says that women are not chayavos in Malav HaMalka. However, the far majority of poskim say that women are equally responsible in Malav HaMalka, just like men. In fact, the Gemara says, what does it say? Lo'oli misader Adam. An Adam Adam includes women and women as well. They are part of mankind. And this is the understanding of the Vilna Gaon and the Tosfos Maisa Rav in Os Lamites regarding the wife of the Vilna Gaon. It says that she was very careful to have Malava Malka, and it's the opinion of Rav Avad Yosef and all of those shulas we quoted before as well, and therefore women are equally responsible as men when it comes to Malava Malka. The Acharonim cite comments of the Divrei Yitzchak, a sefer that I cannot find anywhere, but it's an Os Lamed Beid who says that he heard in the name of Rav Elimelech Elvezhensk, the Baal Noam Elimelech, that it is a segula for women to alleviate difficulty in childbirth to partake in Malava Malka. And therefore, especially women who are pregnant should be sure to have Malava Malka as well. And they have to be careful to say out loud that this is L'shem Mitzvah Sudas Malava Malka if they want to have those benefits. It has to be clear. They're not just doing it because they have, you know, pregnancy cravings. They're doing it for the sake of Malava Malka. And other Sfarim bring this as well. Rav Simcha Ben Amkon writes in The Radiance of Shabbos by Art Scroll in page 143, you should be mechanech your children in Malava Malka as well. And there's a very, very fat sefer called Madnei Ish by Rav Eitan Shoshan. We've quoted him before. He's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who writes very, very thick books on very, very small topics. He has maybe 15 of these Sfarim already. He takes like a very small thing, like a Malacha Malacha, and he writes a book that has like 500 pages. He has Kriya Shema Lamita, 500 pages. It's very impressive. Everything you wanted to know, and maybe didn't want to know, about all these topics, everything is in there. So he writes as well in his Sefer that you should be careful, that children are careful in Malacha Malacha as well. I guess it makes sense. He wrote a 500-page book. He probably thinks that everyone all the time should have Malacha Malacha no matter what. So he argues that point as well. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Kovetz Halachos and Shabbos and Chelek Aleph says, this is not the minhag. We see that people are not careful to, you know, keep their kids up late, you know, to have Malava Malka or something like that. And it's not a chobah to have Shal Shittus by the children as well. And therefore, we're not careful for them to have the Malava Malka. However, in the Sefer HaKatzin v'Hilchos Sav, they say it's a proper thing to do. If you can get the kids out of Malka, then why not? But not something you need to spend extra effort on. Tosos and Shabbos on Kuf Yuches Amin Aleph assumes that an ani needs tzedakah for Shabbos. It must include for Malava Malka as well. Four sudos, says Tosos. You need to give him for three sudos of Shabbos, and Tosos says lahalacha, you must give him money as well for Malava Malka. And therefore that obviously raises the status of Malava Malka. I don't know what the policy is by Tomcha Shabbos, how these things work, but there has to be enough money put in, or enough food put in, not just for the females of Shabbos, but also to give Malava Malka as well. And this is side lahalacha by the Aruch HaShulchan in the Kaf HaChayim. What time do you have to eat Shal Shittus? And is there a time limit on the eating of Shal Shittus? So the Yisod V'Shorish HaAvoda, Rav Alexander Ziskind, in his famous work of Kabbalah, so he writes in Sof Shar Ches that Malava Malka should be eaten right after Shabbos is over. Havdalah, sit down, and then right into Malava Malka. No movies, no Motzei Shabbos basketball, straight into Malava Malka, right after Havdalah is over. And this is the understanding of Yaakov Emden as a sitter. And look at the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Beis. To Kashem Shetzarech L'Chaved HaShabbos B'Knis Asa, just like you must honor Shabbos in its entering, Kein Sarech L'Chavda B'Tzi Asa, you must honor it in its exit. Kashem Sh'adam Malaves HaMelech B'Tzei So, just like you honor it when the king comes in, Min Ha'ir from the city, Mitam Zeh, Nira Shetov L'Hakdima, you have to put it right away. Make it first. Kadesh Shetia Smucha L'Tziyas HaShabbos. It should be right there when Shabbos is over. You're escorting the Shabbos queen out. You're going to make the Shabbos queen left after Shabbos. And you went out to 3 hours to the movie, whatever you did, ran errands, now you came back, and you're escorting the Shabbos queen? She already left. Where were you 3 hours ago when the Shabbos queen left? So this is the understanding of these poskim. Based on this logic, so Shumbach writes in Chuvas Anagos and Bays, Reish Samach Zion, that if Shabbos is somewhere in the world still going on, you can still make a Malava Malka. He has a fancy Shtickle Torah, right? If I end Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and now it's still Shabbos in, you know, California, so then I'm still being Malava the Malka, because the Shabbos queen is still with us somewhere in the world. So he says, you can eat Malava Malka as long as it is still Shabbos somewhere in the world. A good kula to know. Okay, now the Yisod V'Shor Shavoda continues, and he says, when does it end? When's the last time to eat it? So he saw, he says, I saw it written somewhere, that it should be eaten by the fourth hour after night. So if Tzeis HaKochavim is 6 o'clock, you have until 10 o'clock in order to eat Malach HaMalka. And this is brought by the Kaf HaChaim, of HaChaim Pelagi as well, in Simen Lamed Aleph. The Ben Ish Chai says it can be eaten by Chatzos HaLaila, by midnight if needed, and this is talking about the Kaf HaChaim and the Shemir Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah says it's Eino Kedai after Chatzos. After Chatzos, what is it anymore? It's a midnight snack. It's not Malach HaMalka anymore. Who knows why you're eating it? It has to be somewhat connected to the Shabbos itself. The Yalka Yosef from Ravan Yosef's children says that you can technically fulfill Suda until Alos HaShachar. That's a long time. You can eat Malach HaMalka at 4 o'clock in the morning on most days of the year. This is the opinion of the Chesed Avram and the Abiya Omer. And the Tosefes Maisa Rav, that we quoted from before in Os Lamed Tes, quotes as follows. That the Gra was once ill, and from his illness he vomited. And when he felt better, he asked someone if it was still light outside, and then he went and he ate a kazayis of bread to fulfill the mitzvah of Malach HaMalka. So we see from the story with the Gra that he was very careful of Malach HaMalka, as we'll see later next week as well. But in addition to that, he felt that as long as the sun did not come up, it was not light outside, you could still eat Malach HaMalka. The Ktosa Shulchan says that in Poland they would daven slichos at Chatzos, right, on Motzei Shabbos for Rosh Hashanah. And then after Slichos, they would come home and eat Malach HaMalka. That was the minhag in Poland. So you see, way into the evening, there was no problem as well. That does not sound like an exciting idea to finish Slichos and then go eat Malach HaMalka, but I guess if you have the energy, that was the minhag that was done in Poland. A few more points. The Tamim in Hagim writes in the Kuntra Sacher in Os Tov Chafei, he cites the Otzer Yad Chaim, who said that he heard from Kama Tzadike Hador, a number of great tzaddikim of the generation, that they would eat Malach HaMalka on Sunday. You could make it out, you could continue into Sunday as well. By the Amshin of a Rebbe, keep Shabbos until whenever. You can eat Malach HaMalka until Sunday. And Rav Nevin Saul writes in his Mishnah Berurah as well, Yimlo Asa B'motzei Shabbos To Shiasana B'Yamachad. You can say it into, eat Malach HaMalka into Sunday as well if you don't eat it on Motzei Shabbos. If Shal Shudas goes after Tzeis HaKochavim, are you Yotzei Malach HaMalka? This could be a good kula. Right, let's say you have a Shal Shudas that goes late, and you're eating into Zman Laila. Does that count? So the Elia Rabba says as follows. Look at the source here, the last source on the page. He says, Va'ani shamati, shim nimshach suda shlishis ad achar chashechav. If Shal Shudas goes until nightfall, ein sarach la'achol od suda revias on Shabbos. You don't have to eat Malach HaMalka, you're done. It's good. And this is cited in the halacha by the Ber Hetev and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky as well. For the above reasons, the Elif Lamata writes in some Tufresh Beis that this is why people are not so careful about Malach HaMalka. Because we eat Shal Shudas and it goes into the Zman very often, and therefore he gives a limud schus for why people are not so careful, because they fulfilled it according to the Elia Rabba by having it at a later time in the evening. However, there are two qualifications. The Mata Ephraim says that this only works if you have kavana that it's the shame of Malach HaMalka. So the kula only works if I know that this is in the place of the fourth meal as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan says you need to eat kazayis of bread at night as well. So if you do those two things, and according to those who are lenient, you can eat Malach HaMalka into the night from Shal Shudas. However, the Talmud Menhagim cites Rav Uziel Maizels. Rav Uziel Maizels in the Sefer Menorah Tahora. He lived in the middle of the 1700s, and he was one of the first Hasidic Rabbanim. He knew the Baal Shem Tov, he writes about the Baal Shem Tov in his work, and he was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich, and he passed away at a young age, and he was one of the first disseminators of Hasidus into Poland, one of the first people to bring Hasidus into Poland. So he writes in the Sefer Menorah Tahora that a person should not rely on Shal Shudas to cover Malach HaMalka. It's totally inappropriate. And he says this is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan of Sfinka. And then the Tehillah of David writes here in Shulchan Aruch, how can this be called Malach HaMalka when it still is Kedusha Shabbos? Right? The whole purpose of Malach HaMalka is what? That it's not Shabbos, and I'm doing something when it's not Shabbos in the honor of Shabbos, right? It's the Kavod Shabbos, right? As we said before, you honor Shabbos when Shabbos enters and when it leaves, right? So the Kavod Shabbos, what is the definition of Kavod Shabbos versus Oneg Shabbos in Halacha? Oneg is things you do on Shabbos, Kavod is things you do before and after Shabbos. So how is it Kavod Shabbos if I'm eating Shal Shudas, which is still on Shabbos, and Shal Shudas has the holiness of Shabbos, he says. The whole thing was ridiculous. You have to have a fourth meal after Shabbos is done. And this is the sheet of the Kaf HaChaim and other poskim as well. One final point. The Machas HaShachar writes in Reish Ayin Dalet, as well as the Daf Sor, the Marsham, and Siman Shin, that there's no Tashlumin for Malach HaMalka. If you miss Malach HaMalka, you don't make it up. It's done. You don't have to make it up. It's a one-shot deal until the next Motzei Shabbos the following week. Bezras Hashem. Next time we'll discuss different days on the calendar that Malach HaMalka may apply to, Yontif, things like that. And then, what do you have to eat for Malach HaMalka? And how fancy does it have to be? We'll continue that next week.
A few references. They say you have to set the table.